The odor of gasoline first showed up at Lost River Cave at the end of March. The odor became consistent, so walking and boat tours inside the cave were suspended on April 7th. Annie Holt is director of the Nature Education Center at Lost River Cave. She says meters have shown the vapors have been at zero for several days.
We have talked with some of the officials that are working on the investigation. Everybody seems to feel like we are in a very good position to actually open the tours back up inside of the cave. Unfortunately, though, with the rain in the forecast, we are expecting flooding conditions.
Holt says when the rain ends and the meters show that the gasoline vapors are gone, cave and boat tours will resume, and that could be as soon as Sunday or Monday. Meanwhile, outdoor activities are continuing, including nature hikes, the zip line, and educational activities. Holt said investigators have inspected nearby gas stations for a leak, but so far, they're still working to determine the cause of the fumes. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.